this month of May, you might want to consider, if you don't already, wearing the Miraculous Medal. By the way, this does not count. Some of us might see other people wearing the Miraculous Medal a lot and wonder to ourselves, why do some people wear the Miraculous Medal like constantly? Is it jewelry or is it something more than that? And the answer is, it is something more than that. Whenever anyone from the Catholic Church is wearing an item that looks like jewelry but has an image of, you know, a devotion to a saint or Mary or our Lord on the cross, it is never jewelry. There's always a lot more to it than we think. So what is it about the Miraculous Medal that is so special? Most of you have probably heard of Saint Catherine of Laboret. She was a daughter of charity. In 1830, on the eve of Saint Vincent de Paul's feast day, a very interesting thing happened to her. She was minding her own business, probably in bed because it was late at night, and she woke up because she heard a sound, and she saw this little angel boy walking around, and he asked her to follow him. So she did. And where she followed him to was the chapel, and lo and behold, Our Lady appeared to her. So just try to put yourself in her shoes, you know, okay, like you're waking up, it's the middle of the night, you go out into the chapel, boom, there's Our Lady, like what are you going to do, honestly? So of course, Saint Catherine of Laboret was probably flustered and nervous and embarrassed and stuff like that, but she was really excited to see Our Lady because she had always prayed to. So this was the first time in a sequence of three times that Saint Catherine of Laboret saw Our Lady. The first time, Our Lady let her know, you are going to get a mission from God. Poof! Our Lady was gone. Okay, well, it didn't really happen like that, but you know, you get the gist. There are actually books about St. Catherine of Laboret if you are interested in hearing the details. Here's the book I would recommend. It's very easy to read, almost a little too easy to read depending on your age, but nonetheless, it gives you the information. So anyway, that was the first time Our Lady appeared to her. The second time she appeared to St. Catherine of Laboret, she was standing on a half globe, and in her hand she had a golden globe, not that kind, and on this globe was the word France. And Our Lady had this globe as if she was offering it to heaven. And finally, the third time Saint Catherine saw Our Lady, she saw her as depicted on the medal here, which you need to get if you don't have one. Our Lady told Saint Catherine of Laboret to have this medal struck and that anyone who wore it, especially around their neck, would receive special graces. And we might be wondering, what are these special graces? We are most likely able to tell what Our Lady is going to help us with just by looking at the medal. In reference to this statue, because this is really small, we can see that under her foot is a little nasty snake. Okay, that represents the devil. Our Lady is crushing the head of the devil. So, if we are being tempted by the devil, Our Lady, she's going to help us fight temptation. Our Lord came to earth by Mary because we can see that the cross is supported by the M. This was the most important role of Our Lady. So, because of how close she is to our Lord, she can help us. Oh my goodness. Okay. Because of how close Our Lady is to our Lord, she can bring us closer to Him. So if we wear this medal around our neck, we should be able to get some significant help from Our Lady because that's what she promised St. Catherine of Laboret. So here are some short instructions on how to make a Miraculous Medal necklace. Okay, it's not jewelry, but that's the only word I can use for it. First, acquire the medal. And if this doesn't make sense to you right away, don't feel bad. It takes a lot of time and practice. And what you're going to do is take a piece of string. Take the string and put it through the little loop. Now that you have Miraculous Medal on the string, measure with your head how big it needs to be so you can get it on and take it off. Once you've measured it, make a knot. Once you've made the knot, you can cut off the excess string. And there you have it. Like I said, it's really difficult. If you don't get it at first, don't feel bad. Well, that's not a little redundant.
O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.
Thank you for watching. God bless.
Become a saint.
Bye!